Today's topic for the holidays is celebrating everything celebratable. I think too many people are looking for what's missing, what they don't have, what they don't want during the holidays and beyond. And as we come into 2025, and before we do our intention training next week, I thought it's time to celebrate an amazing year, amazing people, amazing ideas, and finding and teaching people how to celebrate. And how long to celebrate and what to celebrate. But there's so much to celebrate. And I thought we'd talk about celebrating the celebratable. I am celebrating you, and I'm so grateful for you and our team. Want to thank everyone. But in this world that often emphasizes what divides us, what separates us, we need to focus instead on celebrating what unites us. This act of celebration transcends the borders, bringing together in a shared joy, respect, and understanding and appreciation to add value to one another. Celebrating all forms of faith, beliefs, and traditions doesn't just enrich our lives. It builds bridges between cultures and fosters an environment where empathy, abundance, and connection can flourish. A group, a community of people like this one, of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other, that will buy from each other and sell for each other, their ideas, their goodness, their kindness, their generosity, their products, their services, their solutions, their brands. In this exploration, we want to dive into the power of this universal celebration, the ability to utilize gratitude and forgiveness in order to find the light, the love, and the lessons and everything, and an ability to create a foundation based off of mutual respect, understanding, and gratitude. There is a universal language of celebration. So many of us during the holiday season focus in on the separation, the differences, the understanding is not there in this universal language. The celebration transcends all of these cultural, religious, ideological, philosophical, and spiritual boundaries that we predispose by the meaning that we give celebration. No matter what our background is, the act of celebrating common themes, to find and appreciate the common things, to meet people at their feet like gratitude and hope, and create a shared experience that connects this community of people, fostering unity through universal joy. There's so many festivals that have similarities and commonalities. Festivals like Diwali, Christmas, Eid, Lunar, New Year's, common themes of light, family renewal, demonstrating celebration can be a common ground for all, but only if we appreciate these differences, identify and share and pick out universal themes that all celebrations encompass. For example, gratitude or love or giving, generosity, hope, and faith. When we can find and focus in on and celebrate the celebratable with universal themes to unite us in all that transcends the dogmatic principles, the rituals that seem to separate us and create differences and interference between the purpose and the pain of the holidays or the celebrations that we see. The second thing we want to do is to embrace this diversity. So not only must we meet people at their feet and find the commonalities, but we want to embrace the diversity by celebrating all traditions, rituals, religions, by utilizing a form of inclusivity that enriches our lives and perspective. But inclusivity is not equality. Inclusivity is the ability to appreciate the fact that there is no equality, that we are all different, that you are a unique fingerprint on this earth, and that you are different than every other person on earth. And therefore, the only way we create the unity, the only way we can celebrate that which is celebratable, is to embrace the diversity while meeting people where their feet are. Celebrating others' traditions doesn't diminish your own. I'll repeat that. Celebrating others' traditions, rituals, and holidays and traditions does not diminish your own. It expands your understanding of the community. It expands our understanding of humanity. It embraces this diversity, not only enhances our worldview, but it also deepens our ability to create this connection, to clear the interference with us and others across the cultural alliances. I've been traveling the world. It's amazing that the differences are sometimes extreme, but yet the commonality in those differences is the appreciation of the differences and the commonality of those themes above of hope and family and light and renewal all transcend the extreme differences that exist when every one of the 8 billion people or more are different. When we look in hosting different multicultural events or recognizing diverse holidays in the workplace, it encourages inclusivity and broadens perspectives only if we do not try to create equality between them, but appreciate the differences. And in order to do that, the idea of celebrating, of enhancing, enlightening, elevating each of the traditions and cultures and diverse interests at home and in the workplace will only create a greater connectivity. It will only shorten the distance of resistance that we have worldwide with all of us. One of the action steps that we could take is we could create a calendar of celebrations, past, present, and future, from various beliefs and make an effort to learn about it and to acknowledge and appreciate each one. They can be as simple as celebrating that I have no cavities today at the dentist. It can be a celebration that I am learning about some other cultural experience that I knew nothing about. And so when we create a calendar of what we're looking forward to, what we learned about, what in the past has been celebrated or events that may be annual in their nature, there's a variety of way to elevate our awareness and frequency in this idea of celebrating everything celebratable. In that aspect, just like we don't want to suffer, which is a meaning that we give pain for too long, just as we want to shorten the distance of resistance that we create in the reaction to fear, to separation, anxiety, worry, guilt, resentment, anger, frustration, etc., we also want to make sure that we are moving forward by not living in that celebration as well. We must move on. And in order to shorten the distance of resistance, we cannot spend too much time in celebration. We want to look forward in faith with hope to utilize intention of what we think, say, do, believe, and feel in alignment with the next celebration. Gratitude is at the core of all of these celebrations. Gratitude is the common thread in the belief systems of all traditions. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to the abundant world of more than enough of everything for everyone, for the ability to find the life, the love, and the lessons so that we can give more, be given more by celebrating it, receive more, and ask for more than more, and then continue the abundant flow of more than enough of everything for everyone. Without gratitude, even in the celebratory circumstances, you're going to live a zero-sum game where you are celebrating more but receiving less. And once again, anytime you give more and receive less, you're going to end up at zero. Gratitude is the central theme in celebrating. It enhances our sense of abundance and shifts our focus towards appreciating not only what we have and creating a mindset of positivity and connection, but appreciating what other people have. Knowing that just because other people have something doesn't mean it diminishes what we have or stops us from having what they have. Whether through Thanksgiving, Ramadan, fasting, mindful practices, gratitude unites people by reminding them of this human shared experience. And any human experience has one common denominator, which is time, the linear time of 24 hours a day in which we separate non-negotiable behaviors and negotiable behaviors, reminding ourselves that non-negotiable behaviors like health and family, celebrating, finance, faith, etc., is not at all relevant tied to any circumstances of any day, including holiday like a birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, etc. But the negotiable behaviors are circumstantial, and they take up more of the time each day, and we need to learn to prioritize the negotiable behaviors in order to effectuate an acceleration in the divine direction, the aggregation of what we want in that divine direction by seeing the detours, the resistance as divine in their nature, And then, of course, allowing for divine time to have this shared experience based off of the gratitude, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons. We need to incorporate daily practices of gratitude and daily practices of knowing what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving in alignment with the two fastest ways we can get what we want, which is to help other people get what they want, or to ask someone to help to get us to get what we want, and knowing how to do it by using that man-made constructive time, by separating non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors, planned and unplanned behaviors, and even our sleep, and being able to share that human experience by prioritizing the negotiables and relying upon the non-negotiables. The non-negotiable behavior, no matter what you're celebrating, are non-negotiable. It's non-circumstantial. It's not relevant to any holiday or any celebration. And that can take sleep, is irrelevant to any celebration. It needs to be done every day for a minimum amount of time every day to the best of your capability to recover and to access information, to plateau and grow, and to live a fuller, happier, passionate, purposeful, and profitable life. The non-negotiable behavior includes family and health and fitness, finance, faith, etc. And it leaves us somewhere between 13 and 14 hours of circumstantial behavior, negotiable behavior that are relevant to the holidays, where we spend more time prioritizing what's important to us, whether it's family or golf or the dentist or whatever else we find to be prioritized according to the circumstances of the day, the appreciation of everything celebratable every single day, which incorporates the daily practices of gratitude by reflecting on traditions and beliefs that inspire you and are circumstantial to the holiday or the celebration in which you want to give your intention to. So understanding negotiable and non-negotiable behavior, understanding non-negotiable behavior, sleep, family, health, fitness, faith, finance, that is irrelevant of the circumstance. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Christmas Eve. You should be able to utilize with sleep about 10 to 11 hours of your day, including sleep, to be intentional, non-negotiable, non-circumstantial, in order to have non-celebratory activity, and then leave the other 13 or 14 hours a day to celebrate. Celebrate everything celebratable, to prioritize it according to your personal experiential giving and receiving values, who can help you, how to get it done, and prioritize that way. Therefore, you're constantly applying your inspiration, your inspire. You're applying your why by identifying what you're doing to interfere with it. The second component, as we talked about beyond gratitude, is empathy, forgiveness, and building empathy through shared experiences, shared celebrations. So it's one thing for Nick to celebrate his dentist, but it's another for me to share in that celebration and say, hey, congratulations, Nick, keep brushing your teeth and flossing the way that you are. Continue to live a better life, because if you're healthy, including your teeth and your mouth are one of the extreme important areas of your body in order to facilitate being healthy, living longer, living healthier for longer, which is more important than living longer, but living healthier for longer, congratulations, man. Anything I can do to help you? Can you see any reason you wouldn't want to do this? I'm glad that we can, as shared celebration, make sure that you're taking care of your health, even though we have plenty of activity we get paid for together during celebrations and outside of those celebrations as well.
As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Celebrating with others fosters empathy and reduces misunderstandings. There seems to be some interference during the holidays of people that feel resentful, guilty, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry about having to do activity they get paid for, when if they can communicate and share in the celebration, it fosters the empathy and any misunderstandings or mismeanings, as I call them, because you give meaning to everything you see, and it may not be aligned with the same meaning that the person that you're communicating with has, because you are the one that gives meaning to everything you see. That's why you're the only one that can suffer. Pain is shared. Pain is omnipresent and omniscient in its nature, but the way in which you give the meaning, and whether you struggle or promoted, protected, loved, or perfected by it, is all up to you, and it can't be shared with others unless you communicate it effectively. Empathy strengthens communities and deepens human connection with intuition, intelligence, and inspiration. Participating in celebrations outside of your own belief system not only broadens your perspective, but also strengthens your ability to empathize with other people's experiences. Whether it's going to the dentist, celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year, etc., it doesn't matter. When we can share through empathy in these experiences, we shorten the distance of misunderstandings by sharing the meaning, not the rituals. Attending a different religious, cultural, spiritual ceremony with an open heart, open mind, and open hand deepens the empathy and connection, and we cultivate a greater sense of understanding, of love, of light, and lessons. Shortening the distance of resistance between our human experience and the human relationships that we have within the human experience in order to utilize the omniscient experience that we're having, the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we share in a world of more than enough of everything, where you can celebrate everything celebratable. Actively participate in a celebration outside of your own belief system and share your experience. It could be as minimal as a dentist visit, as you've seen, and we illustrated at the beginning how much fun we can have just because, and let's all celebrate together that Nick has no cavities and that he's going to live, because he's taking care of his mouth, a more healthy, longer life. Healthy and longevity are tied together. We don't just want to live a long time. It would suck if we lived a long time and felt like shit. Let's live a long time and feel great. Now, in order to celebrate all that's celebratable and spend the appropriate amount of the human experience in the linear time frame as a celebratory system that we live in, this unified, abundant, infinite system of thought that has more than enough of everything for everyone, we must have an abundant mindset, meaning that there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone to believe whatever they want. And so celebrating others' beliefs reflects this abundant mindset, an open heart, open eye, mind and open hands of more than enough of everything for everyone. Just because somebody celebrates what they want to celebrate, it does not diminish your capacity to celebrate that or something else. Life is not a zero-sum game. Every celebration adds value to the collective human experience, which is dictated by the 24 hours each day, which is then dictated by the circumstances of the day. Non-negotiable behavior, not dictated by circumstance. Negotiable behaviors prioritized by the circumstance. By adopting an abundant mindset and celebrating this diversity, appreciating the differences, we realize that embracing different perspectives enhances the richness of our own experience. I'm going to repeat that, that embracing the differences in perspectives, appreciating the differences in perspective, it actually enhances, it adds value, it appreciates the richness of our own experience. These inclusive, not equitable, these inclusive environments, whether in social or professional settings, increase cohesion, productivity, and overall success, because it's shortening the distance of resistance, it's clearing the interference between you and the omniscient, all-powerful, unified, abundant, infinite system of thought in other people. You can see how your overall success elevates when you belong to a community of such abundant mindset, heart set, and hand set of people who want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And by the way, if anybody wants the 5 daily practices or would like the abundant mindset, this training, so that you can revisit the appreciation and start to celebrate in 2025, everything celebratable, then just email me. I'll send this shit to you for free, david@dmeltzer.com. We also, as everybody knows, has an additional community on Monday that you can join, where I give one-on-one help and a private networking group of people that elevate each other and celebrate each other. Share one way in which celebrating the differences, the diversity, has a positive impact on you in your personal relationship or professional life. Write that down. And then continue to do that as often as possible, writing down how the appreciation of the differences, by you being more interested than interesting and finding those differences and elevating the meaning to one in which is a shared experience of positivity and growth and mindset of abundance. There is room for all. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. That is why we can celebrate everything celebrating, celebrate everything celebratable with everyone, with an abundant mindset. But we also must align these celebrations, align the appreciations with core values. Celebrating authentically means aligning your values and respecting others. We align our values and find the light, the love, and the lessons, the protection, promotion, and perfection in their beliefs, faith, hope, etc. Authenticity of our own values and alignment in those values strengthens your personal and professional relationships. When we can find a common ground of values, whether it be gratitude or forgiveness or accountability, or maybe it's just simple inspiration of effectively communicating that which inspires us, which also may inspire others, or appreciating what inspires others, creates a true celebration. This true celebration occurs when we align our personal values with the universal principles that are fostering an essence of your skills, your knowledge, and your desire, which create the meaning of the past, the lessons of the past that only you have experienced and that only you share. This understanding of true celebration occurs when we align those values with the essence, the authenticity, which strengthens these relationships in a bond of commonality, of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and of course, the ability to effectively communicate, to live in spirit, inspired with one another. Integrating mindfulness, charity, or acts of kindness into these celebrations reflects core values shared across all traditions. In the celebratory process, inclusive in the celebratory process, regardless of the celebration, the holiday, there is and can be found an act of charity, mindfulness, or kindness, and generosity. Because celebrating has a uniquely required characteristic of mindfulness, charity, giving, kindness. In order to celebrate, we have to celebrate something that elevate and celebrate, and utilize the interference to shorten the distance of resistance in order to elevate our awareness, appreciation, to add value to one another. One of the things that we should do is reflect on how our values align with the universal principles of kindness, generosity, and unity. Universal principles are and should be aligned with the values that we have in our capability of appreciation, adding value to everything that's celebratable. Lastly, I want to discuss, how do we create this legacy of celebrating everything celebratable? How do we create a legacy of inclusion, not equity? Because we're not equal. We're all different. Go ahead, put your finger on a biometric reader, and it will prove you're different. Go ahead, put your eye on a biometric reader, your face. We are all, 8 billion of us, completely, all of us different. But by celebrating everything celebratable, we leave behind a legacy of inclusion and unity, not equity. We appreciate the fact that we're different. We elevate and celebrate who we are. I am happy. I am David. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. and I start figuring out what I'm doing to interfere with unity and inclusion that I want to leave as my legacy of a community of people that I want to help one another and know people that can help one another. An abundant community that believes that just because I help you doesn't mean you can't help me. Just because you have doesn't mean I can't have. Just because there's more than enough for everyone doesn't mean there's not more than enough for everything of everyone. The legacy that we create through this inclusive celebration strengthens the community as a whole, not just the individual. Not only for us, but for future generations in the mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy. It is 1,000 people that I am trying to empower 1,000, to empower 1,000 in the infinite time, not just in my lifetime. If I can empower 1,000 people who will empower 1,000, to empower 1,000 people, and that lives past my lifetime as a legacy, I can change the collective consciousness of the earth, not within the context of my human experience, but within the infinite time. I would be blessed if I could do it within my own human experience, but without the resistance that created that I have to get this done by the time I die, whatever amount of time that may be, I'm appreciating the fact that I can, within context of my lifetime, empower over 1,000 people to empower over 1,000 people to empower over 1,000 people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, to live in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone, to celebrate everything that's celebratable within the context of the infinite divine time. That is my divine direction. And I'm shorting the distance with the divine detours that I'm taking, the lessons that I'm learning, understanding the authenticity and the essence of what we do by celebrating all that's celebratable, even Nick's dental appointment. By legacy and fostering the future generations, this value of diversity, not equity, respect and mutual understanding, not equity, creates a world where everyone feels valued and connected, far greater than equity. If everybody in the world felt valued and connected, that is greater than feeling equal. By nurturing an environment of inclusive celebrations today, we can contribute to a world where diversity is celebrated, not equity. Fostering unity for tomorrow to a world of celebration, of more than enough of everything for everyone. Let's all reflect on how our actions today can build this legacy of celebration, of celebrating everything celebration and inclusion, not equity, for the future by appreciating the differences that we are unique. We have an essence. We are unique not only by our fingerprints and our eye and our face, but by our skills, our knowledge and our desire, and the meaning that we give to the human experience, to this lifetime. Our meaning that is irrelevant of anything else, just notating our non-negotiable behaviors that are not circumstantials and our negotiable behaviors that are that need to be prioritized. Let's create this future together by embracing the power of universal celebration, of celebrating everything celebratable. We honor the diversity of human experience, build empathy, and create a foundation of lasting connection for mutual respect. Let's celebrate everything that brings us together, of more than enough of everything for everyone. And in doing so, we can create a world of abundance with love and shared joy to protect, promote, love, and perfect all of us together. This is the holiday season. I challenge you in 2025 that every day is a holiday and we can celebrate everything celebratable. Let's use gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication in order to elevate and celebrate, to know the differences and understand and include ourselves by appreciating them. An abundant, unified system of thought where there's more than enough of everything for everyone. Everybody, if you want the Celebrating Everything Celebratable Guide or the 5 Daily Practices or my book, or if you'd like to join our one-on-one private coaching and networking group, join thousands of us, a community of people that are here to help one another and know people that can help one another, that buy from each other and sell for each other, our ideas, our inspiration, our products, our services, our solutions. Come join us, elevate and celebrate everything celebratable. Thanks for your time during these holidays. Please remind, remember, and recollect. Celebrating everything celebratable is a perfection of more than enough of everything for everyone. Living in an abundant life, celebrating everything celebratable training. Reach out to me for any of the guides, exercises, or join us on Monday in our one-on-one private networking group. Get the guides, the books for free. David@dmeltzer.com. Easiest place to find me. David@dmeltzer.com. We'll be back next Friday. We've been doing these trainings for over 25 years. They're coming into the new year. We will have intention training next week on Friday. Come and join us. Same time, same bat channel. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.